friends. Welcome to Foggy Oak Fairy Tales, a stories podcast for all ages, where we tell farm stories from real-life happenings on Foggy Oak Farm, as well as fantasy tales to spark both learning and imagination. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, friends. This week's story is based on an Aesop's fable called The Bundle of Sticks, which teaches us the age-old lesson that unity is strength. The forest animals are tired of being bossed around by the bullying bear, who threatens to gobble them up if anyone tries to disagree with him. Can they find a way to work together and get Bear to correct his bad behavior? Let's find out. Occasionally, it happened that the forest animals would come together to work on a project. It could be clearing a blockage from a stream, or planting seedlings to encourage new trees, or moving brush that was dry and crunchy and in danger of catching fire and taking out the whole forest. And when this happened, Bear was always in charge, because Bear was biggest and strongest and meanest out of all the other creatures. However, this did not make Bear a good leader. He often had bad ideas that made projects take longer or made them harder or made them more dangerous for the animals working on them. And he never lifted a paw to help either. The other animals resented this, but in the past, every time someone had complained, Bear would say, "Stop your belly aching and do as I say. If you keep complaining, I'll gobble you up." And that always scared the other animal who had dared to complain into silence. None of the animals liked this situation, but no one could get Bear to listen to reason, and no one wanted to be gobbled up. So things continued in this rather unhappy fashion for a very, very long time. A giant tree had recently split apart at the base, but had fallen into the surrounding trees rather than making it safely to the ground. As a result, it was swaying dangerously and threatened to knock down more trees when it finally came loose from the other branches. Since the other trees were home to many, many creatures, the animals wanted to minimize the damage and had decided it was time to come together and sort out a solution. As usual, Bear had presented himself as the boss and could be heard all throughout the forest loudly proclaiming that all they needed to do was chew the entire tree into mulch. Everyone else knew that would take forever, and the tree would have long since succeeded in knocking over its neighbors by the time any of the animals had managed to so much as chew half the tree into mulch. But no one knew how to tell Bear. Fox, for one, was absolutely determined that he wasn't spending years of his life chewing at the bark of a tree until it crushed him when it fell anyway. He was angrily pacing around a clearing, twitching his tail in agitation, when Crow landed nearby.
"Ho there, Fox! What has you so upset?" Crow asked.
"Perhaps you hadn't heard yet, Crow, but Bear has another terrible idea and is planning to bully all the other animals into it, even though it's dangerous and won't work," Fox fumed. "I'm absolutely done taking orders from Bear, but I can't work out how to stop this, for once and for all."
"I hadn't heard yet," Crow agreed, "but it so happens I have an idea. You foxes are very solitary sorts, and while I can respect that, there's a reason we crows prefer to travel together, and I think it can work to our advantage here."
"Do tell," Fox exclaimed, and Crow hopped closer to Fox and whispered his plan. The next morning, before Bear was awake, for he liked to sleep well into the day,
Crow and Fox split up and covered as much territory in the forest as they could, telling all the animals to meet them in 1 hour at that same clearing so that they could all agree on a plan to stop Bear's bullying ways. Crow and Fox both had very well-deserved reputations as tricksters, so this ask was met with a commensurate amount of skepticism from pretty much everyone they encountered. It spoke to how frustrated and fatigued they were that every last animal they invited showed up. The clearing was soon packed with raccoons, possums, squirrels, songbirds, hawks, chipmunks, coyotes, skunks, deer, and every other forest creature you could think of. Even the owls had roused themselves from their daytime slumber to attend. Squirrel, who never had a problem speaking her mind, chittered at Fox and Crow from a branch as Crow landed in the middle of the clearing, and Fox wound his way through the assembled animals to meet Crow in the center.
"Well, we're all here. What's your idea?"
she demanded.
"First," Crow said, "we need everyone here to gather one fallen stick each."
"What does that have to do with anything?" Raccoon scoffed. "Gather a stick and you'll find out," Fox replied cheerfully.
"I cannot carry a very large stick," Chipmunk spoke up.
"That's all right. Just get whatever size is comfortable for you," Crow said. "It's not so important how big or small they are."
A little suspicious and annoyed because they suspected they were all in for another trick, the animals trickled out of the clearing to locate their stick. Crow and Raven already had theirs prepared. While the animals were out of the clearing, they fetched two long ropes from where they'd hidden them in a bush. Working together, they laid the ropes out side by side and stretched them out long and straight. They grabbed their sticks and set them side by side across the ropes. As animals returned with their individually selected sticks, Fox and Crow directed them to continue the line, which grew as more and more animals laid their sticks across the ropes. When everyone had finished placing their sticks, Fox said,
"Now, we need one of you who is very strong to help with a demonstration."
Moose tossed his giant antlers.
"Well, I suppose I'm rather strong," he said.
"I suppose you are," Fox agreed. "Come here then, won't you, Moose? Pick any stick you like and break it."
"Any stick?"
Moose asked.
"Any stick," Fox agreed.
Moose selected one of the larger sticks and gave it a good, strong stomp. The stick shattered into shards.
"Hey, that was my stick," Coyote howled indignantly. "You can get another if you like, Coyote," Crow said, "but you'll see where this is going momentarily."
"Still my stick," Coyote pouted.
"Now, Moose, another if you would."
Moose selected another large stick and trampled it into mulch.
"Very good," Fox said.
"Now I know how Coyote feels. That was my stick," Bobcat complained.
Fox gave Coyote and Bobcat both a look and addressed the rest of the assembly.
"Now, if you would be so kind, would those of you at either end of the ropes grab them and bring them towards the center? We are going to make a bundle."
Working together, the animals pulled the ropes and rolled the sticks such that they formed one gigantic bundle. Crow got Raccoon to use her clever paws to tie the ropes nicely together at the top so that the sticks were firmly held, wrapped snug in the tall bundle.
"Now, Moose, will you see if you can trample that?" Fox asked.
Moose gave a great leap onto the top of the bundle and trampled, but nothing happened. The bundle held strong. After a bit, Moose leapt off the bundle and shook his wide antlers again.
"No, I cannot break this bundle," he said.
"And that, my fellows, is exactly what we're going to do with Bear," Crow cawed. "We've been disagreeing with him one by one, and he always threatens to gobble us up. But look at what we have here. Alone, we are weak like these sticks. But together,"
Crow paused and let the idea sink in for the rest of the animals.
Together we are strong!
Coyote howled, finally catching on.
Together we are strong, Crow agreed.
So we'll go to Bear together?
Chipmunk squeaked.
Exactly, Chipmunk, Fox said. We'll go as a group and settle this with Bear together.
And that was just what they did. En masse, they walked and flew and hopped and waddled to Bear's den. Bear was just waking up and gave a great yawn of surprise when he saw all the forest creatures assembled outside his den.
What's this, then? Bear asked. You've all come to get an early start working that tree, I take it. Very good,
Bear said, without giving anyone a chance to respond.
Well, let's get to work doing as I said, then.
And Bear stood and gave a great shake to wake himself up.
No, Bear, that's not why we're here, Fox corrected him.
Bear's head snapped around to find Fox, and Bear narrowed his eyes menacingly. Ignoring the threat, Fox continued.
We're here to let you know that everyone is sick of your bad ideas and your bossiness. You're welcome to help us with the tree, of course, but when it comes to the tree and any other future projects, you're not going to tell anyone what to do. If you happen to have a useful idea, you may suggest it. But the days of ordering us to do things that make no sense are over.
How dare you?
Bear bellowed.
I'll gobble you up!
But the other animals closed in around Fox, all giving Bear equally furious glares and offering their own angry bellows in response. And that was when Bear realized that he could not possibly gobble up the entire forest, and that there were more of them than there was of him. He shook his great head again.
I will. I'm warning you.
No, you won't, Bear, because we're all in together on this. And I know you don't want to fight with the entire forest, because when it comes right down to it,
even you aren't that foolish, Fox said.
Bear was pretty sure there was an insult somewhere in that, but he was so surprised and angry that he didn't know what to do.
We'll see how you do without my help, then,
he cried and ran away, pushing his way through the throng of animals and barreling out into the deep woods, muttering to himself about how they'd regret it and come crawling back. The animals did not regret it. They gave a great cheer, and then they did get to work on the tree, coming together to safely take it apart bit by bit from the top until they could position it to fall safely without endangering the homes of the other animals, and giving the ones who had been left in the tree plenty of time to get to safety. It was a testament to teamwork and cooperation. And when Bear finally sulked back to his den, he saw the tree safely taken down and promptly took himself into his den to nurse his hurt feelings for the entire winter. When he finally emerged in the spring, in a slightly better and chastened mood, he insisted to anyone who would listen that it had only been his
hibernation.
After that, Bear might sometimes try to boss everyone around, but it only took a gentle reminder that his bullying did not work for him to back off. And, embarrassed about his long sulk, Bear continues to hibernate during winter to this day. Fox, Crow, and the other animals had learned that unity makes strength. And Bear had learned it too, whether he liked it or not. The end. Are there situations where you have found that unity makes strength? I find that a lot on the farm. There are things that are way too hard to do by myself that are made possible and much easier when I have others helping me. And I found the same to be true for difficult situations where a voice of a group is stronger than my voice alone. It's important to remember that you're not alone, and we can all help make things better, especially when we work together. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, you're part of the story too. What did you think of this story? What did you imagine when you were listening? We'd love to hear your part of the story. If you and your grown-up want, you can share your thoughts or a picture you drew with our Foggy Oak podcast family. You might find it easiest to share with us on Facebook at Foggy Oak Farm, but we have lots of options on our website, foggyoakfairytales.com. You can also check out pictures from the farm and learn more about us. Thanks for being part of the story, and I hope you'll join us next week.